Chapter 14. The Singular Attitude of a Safety Pin. Behind the curtain there was an indescribable crowd. Artists, scene shifters, dancers, supers, choristers, subscribers were all asking questions, shouting and hustling one another. What became of her? She's run away. With the Vicomte de Chagny, of course. No, with the Count. Ah, here's Carlotta. Carlotta did the trick. No, it was the ghost. And a few laughed, especially as a careful examination of the trapdoors and boards had put the idea of an accident out of the question. Amid this noisy throng, three men stood talking in a low voice and with despairing gestures. They were Gabriel, the chorus master, Mercier, the acting manager, and Remy, the secretary. They retired to a corner of the lobby by which the stage communicates with the wide passage leading to the foyer of the ballet. Here they stood and argued behind some enormous properties.
"I knocked at the door," said Remy. "They did not answer. Perhaps they are not in the office. In any case, it's impossible to find out, for they took the keys with them."
They were obviously the managers who had given orders during the last entr'acte that they were not to be disturbed on any pretext whatever. They were not in to anybody.
"All the same," exclaimed Gabriel, "a singer isn't run away with from the middle of the stage every day."
"Did you shout that to them?" asked Mercier impatiently.
"I'll go back again," said Remy, and disappeared at a run.
Thereupon the stage manager arrived.
"Well, Monsieur Mercier, are you coming? What are you two doing here? You're wanted, Mr. Acting Manager."
"I refuse to know or do anything before the commissary arrives," declared Mercier. "I have sent for Mifoy. We shall see when he comes."
"And I tell you that you ought to go down to the organ at once."
"Not before the commissary comes."
"I've been down to the organ myself already."
"Ah, and what did you see?"
"Well, I saw nobody."
"Did you hear nobody?"
"What do you want me to go down there for?"
"You're right," said the stage manager, frantically pushing his hands through his rebellious hair. "You're right. But there might be someone at the organ who could tell us how the stage came to be suddenly darkened. Now Mauclair is nowhere to be found. Do you understand that?"
Mauclair was the gas man who dispensed day and night at will on the stage of the opera.
"Mauclair is not to be found?" repeated Mercier, taken aback. "Well, what about his assistants?"
"There's no Mauclair and no assistants. No one at the lights, I tell you."
"You can imagine," roared the stage manager, "that that little girl must have been carried off by someone else. She didn't run away by herself. It was a calculated stroke, and we have to find out about it." "And what are the managers doing all this time?"
"I gave orders that no one was to go down to the lights, and I posted a fireman in front of the gasman's box beside the organ. Wasn't that right?"
"Yes, yes, quite right, quite right. And now let's wait for the commissary."